enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come.
My contact information has changed. My email address is rosyh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Turn to Romans chapter 12. I want to read three verses. Romans chapter 12, verses 3, 4, and 5. They put them on the marquee for those who may not have a Bible in their hands. And it says, "For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another." I just want to talk about the nature of the church today. And before I do that, one body in Christ, I want us to remember that on next Saturday over at the Mount Calvary Church, we're having the homegoing celebration for Sister Swan. Amen. Praise God. So I want us to continue to pray with that family and pray for that family, Lord, as they prepare to lay Sister Swan to rest. Amen? The nature of the church, the body of Christ, I don't know how much hard preaching I'm going to do today. I want to make sure that everyone in here today understands what this thing, this organism that we all belong to, that we call the church, just what it is. And some of those essential qualities, praise God, of the church itself. The human body is an amazing creation. Can anybody attest to that? The human body as we know it is an amazing creation. In many ways, our body is like a machine, amen, such as an automobile engine. Let me just tell you why I say that. You see, an engine needs energy to do its work. It burns fuel, usually gasoline, even though we're migrating to electrical cars here, and hopefully by 2035, praise God, we'll have more electrical cars on the highway. At least that's the goal. but praise God, but they burn few, and that's usually gasoline. And that few is combined, praise God, with oxygen, amen, from the air. And it produces energy that runs that engine. Amen. The human body, praise God, is just about the same. The body is fueled with food. How many of y'all, let me see the hand, how many of y'all have eaten in the last day or two? Amen. I believe everybody, if I got my reading glasses on. I can look at that right now. I believe all of us have. You see, the body fuel is food. The food is combined with oxygen that is breathed in, and energy is then released. Amen. You know, there are many other likenesses between a machine and the human body, but it is the differences, Sister Howard, praise God, that makes us better than machines. You see, our bodies, they grow. We can feel, praise God. We can see. We think, praise God. Our bodies, we can learn. Amen. The body can even repair worn-out parts. Amen. How many of y'all have cut yourself, praise God, and then over a period of few times, sooner or later, a scab appears, and then after the scab appears, it goes away. Praise God, and then that scrape or that sore, that cut, it's healed. So it can even repair worn out parts. Amen. And not only that, the body, praise God, can even produce other bodies. Amen. That's how all of us got here. Praise God. See, the human body, praise God, has those differences from a machine. We live, we can see, we can feel, we think, we learn, praise God, and we can heal ourselves. And then, praise God, we can produce new humans. See, the human body has a very special thing about it. Amen. Sister Anderson, the body is alive. Amen. Praise God. And we cannot say these same things about a machine engine. Amen. It's only going to respond as we tell it. As we turn it on or we turn it off. Praise God. But a machine can't do that. So this body, I can truly stand here to say and say today, is an amazing creation. Praise God. And we should, praise God, more often express our gratitude to God. Amen. For creating us as he did. Amen. I thought I would have had somebody would have been shouting all over the church. Lord, thank you. Thank you for creating me the way I am. Amen. You see, in our text today, we see the Apostle Paul as he writes to the church at Rome and reminds them that although there are many members in the church, there is but one body in Christ. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, there is but one body in Christ. So when I talk about the nature of the church, I'm talking about those essential qualities of the church, I want us to look at five essentials, praise God, of the church as one body in Christ Jesus. Praise God. The reason why I want us to look at those, and if we take hold of those, because if we can catch hold of these essential qualities, then we can go about preparing Christians. Praise God. I'm talking about for ministry. If we can catch hold of these essentials, then we can go about preparing, praise God, Christians for ministry. Amen. Praise God. And so when I look at that, let me just go ahead and share with you the very first essential of this thing that we call the body of Christ. You see, this body is a single functioning organism. Amen. You see, and this analogy of the human body correctly introduces and describes us to the church. Amen. The church is not an organization made up of many parts assembled together, but rather it is a living, functioning organism that has many different parts. Praise God. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, although I may look like you, but there are some differences between us. Amen. Look what Paul writes at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. He says, for as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. Paul goes on, if you read, praise God, further in that 12th chapter, amen, and Paul goes on to tell the importance of each member of the body. Amen. I'm talking about the human body. Look what he says, and I'm going to try to paraphrase what he says. He says that the foot cannot downplay itself because it is not the hand. Amen. And he said, and the ear cannot say that it doesn't belong to the body just because it is not the eye. Instead, praise God, all parts of the body, though different, praise God, are necessary for the body. Amen. I tell you what, you would look sort of deformed, amen, if you didn't have two legs, amen, if you didn't have two arms, if you had a hand that didn't have five fingers, praise God, if you had a head that didn't have a nose, if you had a head that didn't have ears, praise God, amen. What am I trying to say? That this thing that we call a body, praise God, it takes all of us together, amen, to make things run. And you see, in the church, even though we remain individuals who are different, amen, in nature. You see, we have different levels of intellect. We have different physical talents. We have different personalities. We walk different. We talk different. We act different, praise God. Thank God that I don't have a bunch of folk that act like me, that talk like me, that walk like me, that think like me. Thank God there are some differences. But you see, in the church, our differences are a blessing. If they are supported, praise God, by a strong sense of unity. Praise God. Turn to your neighbor. Say, neighbor, we have to be in unity. Praise God. You see, we do not compete, amen, with one another. Praise God. We do not compete against one another. We complement one another. Praise God. You see, the foot takes the hand, amen, where it wants and needs to go. Praise God. And the eyes, praise God, the eyes turn to see what the ear has heard. Praise God. So what am I trying to say? That we all work together. We all belong together. Praise God. And there is no reason why one member should think that he or she is any better than anybody else. Amen. Should not think, because I try to tell people, even this church, praise God, there are no big eyes and little you. Praise God. Amen. You see, because if we look at this chapter, we go on a little bit further. Paul was trying to say this in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. He says both the hand and the foot have identity simply because of their membership with the body. Praise God. Hallelujah. So it is one living organism. That's the first.